Are you enjoying the show? If so, don't forget to follow Hoodoo and Chill on Apple and Spotify and leave us a 5-star rating. Would you like to attend an uncut, unedited, live taping of Hoodoo and Chill podcast? Then don't forget to follow Hoodoo Conjure Rootwork on the Clubhouse app and tune in live Mondays and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Also, if you like the content and want to help our ministry grow, please support us by sending a donation of love. The link is in the podcast description. Now, back to the show.
Buenos dias, jumbo, bonjour, all of those things. And welcome to Hoodoo Conjure and Rootwork presents Wisdom Wednesdays. Today's topic, we are discussing eradicating spiritual discrimination. Trigger warning. For any of you who consider yourselves or if you are holding on to any racial or skin color bias, this may not be the program for you. This may not be the topic for you. This conversation today is 110% inclusive to all people, and most importantly, inclusive to all spiritual walks of life. To my right, with me, I have, as always, our co-host, my partner in crime and love and light, our beautiful, talented, powerful hoodoo voodoo goddess Mambo herself, Miss Latoya.
Thank you for that intro. Bonjour, everyone. Grand rising, good light. I'm excited about this topic. I can't wait to get right into it. Fear gave that trigger warning, and I'm hoping today that when everyone walks away, you walk away with a better perspective on including everyone in spirituality, because in spirituality, everyone is inclusive. So, to my left, I have the owner, CEO, founder, Hoodoo, root worker, medicine man, two-headed doctor, and he is a doctor, and he is beautiful, Mr. Seer Bayo. Grand rising, my love.
Toya and I were having a great conversation about it this morning, but what really triggered this is the ministry that we are creating, which will be a nonprofit, called HCR Love and Light Ministries. A 110% spirit-led mission that has been transmuted just from the beautiful and powerful energy that is vibrating throughout our club, Hoodoo Conjure and Rootwork. The ancestors have been on my back once again, giving me realization, Toya and I, on another area where we as spiritualists need to pick up the ball. You see, spiritual discrimination is infectious. It was created to break down your power, break down your confidence as well. It was used to keep us separated because we all know that there is more power in numbers. There's more power in ritual when we do community ritual. This form of discrimination has truly been used to just dumb us down, water us down. And while so many of us are believing in our heads that we are getting so close to our ancestors by only focusing on one chord of who we are, the truth is we're getting further and further away from whose spirit has designed you to be. Spiritual discrimination against people who walk in the path of the occult or indigenous practices is something that I think all of you have experienced at one time in your life or another. Most of the time, the first time that this will manifest, remember we were talking on Monday about how things manifest and the true definition of manifestation is when something materializes, when it's in front of your face. Well, the truth is, the first time a lot of you have been confronted with spiritual discrimination was in your own home. You see, not many of us have the luxury of growing up with the hippie parents or the spiritual parents or the shaman father or the mambo for a mother, or maybe you grew up in ATR and that's all you know. So having a sense or a freedom of spiritual liberation has always been something that's been exercised in your life. But in reality, that is not the case for the most of us. Most of us grew up in a home where we either had a Christian parent or a Catholic parent, or we grew up in a home where it derived from an Abrahamic religion, most of the time, Christianity. So to have the freedom to express yourself spiritually, which I would hope you all would agree that that is a essential and also very important form of expression. That is that form of expression is so important that we all know what it feels like when you have to repress who you are spiritually. How much anxiety and how much of an overload it creates within yourself. That's why most of you are here. That's why most of you are in Hoodoo Conjure and Rework Our Family, because you are allowed a space where all of that repressive energy that you've been keeping inside, you now have a space where you are allowed to just exude it and you can let it flow freely. You're in a space where no one's judging you for who you are or the dream that you had or the practices that you had. You know, you are in a space where you are able to just be who you are in spirit without any type of discrimination. But the reality is, most of us didn't grow up in a space like that. You know, most of us grew up in a space where our parents told us, you're going to church every Sunday. This is what you're going to do. I don't want to hear no tarot cards in my house. You better not bring a Ouija board in my house. That's witchcraft. That's of the devil. This. The same hate speech that was forced upon all of our ancestors. And it doesn't really matter what your background is from. All of our ancestors, because we all come from indigenous people. Regardless of your color, we all derive from an indigenous people. That same hate speech was preached on them. And what's sad is a lot of us grew up with that being indoctrinated into our psyche. Now let's really wake it up. Think of just how psychologically damaging that is. But let me go a step further. What makes it even worse is that this is a form of abuse as well that people do not acknowledge. That most of us have grown up in spaces where we have been psychologically abused due to our spiritual beliefs or due to your natural born gifts. Where is the advocacy for us? Where are the life coaches and the psychiatrists and the psychologists that specifically cater to that form of trauma. Growing up in a space knowing that there's something different about you.
This topic really hits home. And it hits home for all of us who are spiritualists who had that traditional Christian household and came up in a household, like you said, where we're not allowed to express or be who we are. We're actually afraid to come to our parents. We're actually afraid to come to other people and say that, look, I'm 12 years old and I'm seeing spirits. All right. They immediately want to take you to the church and they immediately want to do some type of exorcism or something of that nature because they think something's wrong with you. When this is actually a God-given gift. But they actually turn it around to it's something that is bad. It's evil. We can't tap into this. We're not allowed to. And to piggyback off what Sierra was saying, so then what is that actually? That's a form of abuse. If I'm 12 years old, right, and I'm seeing spirits, which I have been seeing spirits since I was 5. I'm 12 years old. I come to my mother and I say, I see a spirit. I'm already a child. So I'm frightened. I don't know what this is. I'm scared. And then she automatically takes me to the preacher or the minister or the church who does some type of weird exorcism on me or dunks me in water. I don't know what the fuck is happening to me. That is trauma. That is trauma. So what does trauma lead to then? That's abuse. That's trauma. That leads to what? PTSD. This is real. PTSD, low self-esteem, isolation, all of these things. And these are things that I don't think the spiritual community right now is talking about. We've kind of swept those things under the rug to maybe this is trauma of an abusive partner or trauma of, you know, not being accepted, you know, for your sexuality and things of that nature. Oh, we'll address all those things. We'll openly address those things, but we will not openly address the trauma that happens to us due to our spirituality. And there is trauma there that needs to be healed and that needs to be addressed. And sometimes when you can't find the source of what is really bothering you, what why you're so angry, what really happened, maybe you should take a look at that. Take a look at the spiritual abuse that you may have been subjected to. Well, I don't want to say start having. We need a space. We need a space for us to heal and address these issues with people that understand. And a lot of times, your therapist and psychotherapist and things of that nature, the ones that don't know about spirituality, it is hard for them to address that issue. So where do we go?
For my historians in here, I think we have to always remember where these traumas derive from. And we also have to acknowledge the same traumas that have been bestowed upon each and every last one of us due to our racial and cultural makeup. Let's talk about just some of the traumas that have been faced worldwide due to spiritual discrimination. How many people, women, children, families that were burned right here on these soils that we walk on due to witchcraft or quote unquote what they assumed was witchcraft? How many people that were killed by Queen Isabella during her Spanish Requisition because people did not want to assimilate to the Spanish Catholic Church? How many people were martyred in Europe under Queen Mary's rule, the one they call Bloody Mary, because people did not want to assimilate to her beliefs, you know? How many of us are cast aside as hoodoos because we chose not, or because our path was not to take a hand in Ifa or to walk the path of Vodou with the Loa? How many of us have been cast to the side as step cousins are not allowed in certain spaces because our spiritual practices are different. The most segregated places, even to this day, when you can visually see the segregation, are still spiritual spaces. People always want to put it on the church, but I'm not going to just give it all of this. I'm not just gonna, you know, pass the bucket to the church today. I'm going to give all of us as spiritual people a mirror of reflection, because even in our spaces, they are still very much segregated. Now, I am all definitely for keeping what is ours, ours. I am all for definitely keeping things that are culturally specific to a certain diaspora of people authentic. I'm all for that. But at the same time, there are certain elements to magic and spirituality that do not belong to one set of people. This earth that you walk on, so many of you have this connection with water. It's water, 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 mommy water, this water, 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 how powerful water is. But you also have to respect that that same water that's running through you is running through everyone else. The same water that you use is available to everyone else. There are certain things that it does not matter what your spiritual walk or your cultural background or makeup is. There are certain things no one can say that we own. No one can say that we own root work, because to me, and when I look at how beautiful and powerful root work is, one thing that I said, you know, the spirit of the root doesn't discriminate to anybody. Root work is used amongst all magical practices. And those roots will respond to whomever has correlated the correct relationship and is feeding that root the way that it needs to be fed. The root is never going to look at you and say, oh, well, you practice Wicca, so I'm not going to do this for you. It's not how it works. We need more spaces where we can heal together. We are all connected at the crossroads of nature. We are all connected at the crossroads, truly, of this trauma of spiritual discrimination. How many people have been ostracized from their families because they were Wiccan or because they practiced voodoo openly or things like that? That is a real thing that people, that is not being addressed in society right now. People literally being kicked out of their homes, ostracized from their families and their friends and their loved ones and their jobs and their careers because of their spiritual practices. And there is no advocacy, or there is not enough advocacy for that at all. How many people were denied jobs or promotions because, that gothic girl, and, you know, she's into witchcraft and I don't want that energy around me. Oh, that's that voodoo girl. Have you seen her Instagram? She might do something in here. And like, these things exist, my people. And if we do not start acknowledging that we are not only being judged just based on the colors of our skins and the places where we come from and our ethnicity and even our accents, we, my people, are also being judged based upon our spiritual walk.
You know, when Seer is talking about the roots and roots not being discriminatory, leads me to ask the question, if Mother Earth herself is not discriminatory, who are we to be discriminatory? Do you understand what I'm saying? Who are we to say that my practice is better than yours? You cannot do this.
You can't tap into the root because you're white or you're Indian or you're Asian. You can't tap into the root. Who are we to say that? We can't. So why do we continue to discriminate against each other? I understand, and believe me, I practice voodoo, so I know about our practice being private. And this is for protection, and this is for certain reasons, but we are not discriminating against people based on the color of their skin. That's not what we do. Who has given us the right to tell a person, no, you can't practice this because you're a different color. No, you can't tap into this because you're a different color. And how about, we talk a lot about our ancestors here. So we talked about this earlier. Let's talk about the ancestors for a minute, right? Now, once your ancestors have passed on, and they want or need elevation, or they are already elevated, those ancestors who we are cutting out, the ones that we think were racist, the ones that we know were racist, the ones that did us wrong, that, you know, did this and did that to us, and we cut them off, who's to say that those spirits now on an elevated level do not want to atone for what they did, do not want to help you now? You are doing yourself a grand disservice to cut them out. You understand? They want to come through for you. All of your ancestors want to come through for you. Not just your Black ancestors, all your ancestors. Believe that. And they will get if you give them the opportunity. When we are talking about things like business and things of that nature, you have the ancestors that had businesses that knew how to maneuver in the business world and have financial gain. They know this all too well. So why would you not tap into them? Why? Oh, because they were racist when they were here. But understand, if you understand the physical world and the spiritual world, you understand that once your ancestors are on that side, they are no longer the same person they were on the physical plane. That is where we get it twisted. And now that they are elevated, who's to say that they don't want to help you? Maybe they want to help you get that damn multi-million dollar business because they've done it, they know it, they know how to do it, and they want to help you get it. So why cut them off? You are doing yourself a grand disservice. You're not hurting them, you're hurting yourself.
Not putting ourselves in more diverse spaces to learn and to heal is also not doing yourself any justice as well. I didn't want to share this publicly with anyone because I feel like it's something personable, but I am going to give this to you all because it's out of love, and maybe if I could just heal one person today with this from my own personal journey, if I can, then I did my job today because spirit is on my back again. I have been one of those people who've preached that message of, I'm not connecting with my European ancestors. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm not, just because of, you know, the pain and the trauma that comes there with that. And I can openly say that these teachings have been taught to me from mentors and people that are older than me. But at the same time, I always have to go based upon my spirit. And when things are being revealed to me, first time in my life, I believe that I have like European ancestors trying to reach out to me. And I know it's only because of this space that we put ourselves in that this cord of healing is being established for me. Because it's a lot of trauma and a lot of pain there for myself that I didn't even want to accept that piece of myself. But spirit has just been ministering to me about that. And it's like, you're never going to gain all of what you're supposed to have by blocking that off. And if you can allow your grandfather a space right next to your grandmother and he beat the shit out of her daughter and never did anything for you, ever, ever, and you lift this man up, why are you holding on to something when you have at least one trying to come through and ask for some healing? You got one trying to come through and ask for some forgiveness. At some point, we're gonna have to stop spiritually discriminating ourselves. If we don't want that energy pulled to us, remember we were talking about attraction on Monday? Well, the same energy that you put out is the same energy that you're gonna get back. I'm not saying that we have to forget things, but I'm saying that we need to start opening up more spaces for healing. Because I guarantee you, I know I've seen it from my own sides, from my own self, that you have Wiccan brothers and sisters and all kinds of other spiritualists from all walks of life. And some of them really want to atone for some shit that their ancestors did and they don't know how. They're scared to even come to us and say, how do I say I'm sorry for them? What can I do to make up for this? What can we do? Maybe we need a space so we could just talk freely, where no one has to feel beat up on. Or maybe if we could just have a space so that we could just come together and just talk about some of these things, like about the cultural appropriation, and you could hear it from our mouths what it's doing to us, and maybe then it would stop. Instead of the world having this stigma about who we are as hoodoos and voodoos and ATR, why not show them that that is only one part, and that's not even, that is a false narrative of who we are. We are your neighbors. We are your teachers. We are your doctors. We are your scientists. We are the people that do your hair. We are the people that scan your groceries. We are the people that's on social media. You never would have guessed who we are. We have to change the narrative of who we are and show the world something different. And we can't do that only sitting in spaces that are comfortable for us. We have to put ourselves in more diverse spaces to break this barrier down. It pains me deeply to see any practitioner, I don't care what your spiritual background is, to have to go through any form of discrimination because you want a higher connection with spirit. How dare the world? It should piss y'all off, really, and really raise something up in you when you think about people who may not necessarily have the same practice as you, but we are all essentially living the same life. Just trying to get closer to our ancestors, just trying to understand our deities a little bit better, using magic just to give us a better chance at this life, this so-called crazy ass life that we live in right now. We're all doing the same thing. And Mother Earth, the root, our ancestors, God essentially is a crossroads of spirituality, where no matter what your bias is, you cannot disacknowledge the fact that essentially we are all dealing with the same thing when it comes to this spiritual discrimination. And if we don't make a conscientious effort to tear these walls down, open ourselves up to other teachers and maybe just learning some things from each other, it's never going to change. We're always going to find ourselves boxed in this heightened level of elevation that all of you deserve. It's almost unattainable.
I am so looking forward to Love and Light Ministries and getting together as spiritualists, as a whole, healing, having a place where everyone can address those past traumas. We can learn from each other. I mean, the good in it, the elevation in it is endless. We just need to tap into it.
Alafia. Assalamu alaikum, Hotep, and shalom, and hola. I'm so grateful for this topic this morning. I was in tears when Sears was talking about the discrimination, and Toya, you were talking about seeing spirits from young. That was me. That is me. And I too, I mean, I'm half a century on this planet, 61 years old. And I spoke about it yesterday. My spirituality has always been with me since I was born. But as we grew, as I grew, I saw things, I heard things, I felt things that I couldn't explain. I had no one to go to explain to me what was happening to me. And I was always considered, oh, the weird one, the black sheep in the family. The, you know, she on that, you know, gypsies. They didn't know what to call it. So they said, oh, my mother called me her black gypsy, her African gypsy, because she couldn't understand or give me the tools to understand what was my spiritual journey. Of course, I got to discover that through the help of my ancestors and some wonderful godparents, some wonderful mentors, some wonderful people like you all who encouraged me, who let me know there was nothing wrong with me. I was okay, and that I was worthy, and I deserved to be endowed with my gifts. It was okay to be special. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be weird. Because it's a superpower. But 60 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, I was afraid. And I said it yesterday. But I feel so endowed. A renaissance. My dormanted gifts have resurged. Because I am empowered. I'm emboldened. And I'm free. Literally boundless and free to be me. And so awesome. So thank you so much for this space. Thank you so much for the opportunity to free our minds, to think about not just doing the magic of manifesting it. You know, I see so many young people just want to manifest money, want to manifest, you know, their love life, want to manifest a job. But you're right. We have to process this intergenerational trauma and drama from not just racial discrimination, but spiritual discrimination. Is I had to go to therapy. I had to go through self-examination and recover, reclaim, and renovate myself to come to a place where I am okay just the way I am. God didn't make no mistakes. God don't make no mistake. God don't make no mistakes. And he don't need our help. So thank you again. It warms my heart. It fills my soul. This platform just feeds my mind, body, and spirit because you guys are so real, so authentic. So I just want to give you your flowers. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep blessing us with your wisdom and your words and your wit and your humor. And just let's soar. Let's generate.
Hey, everybody. I guess a lot of y'all knew I was going to pop up in this. I put it in our chat. This is something I have really, really struggled with, being mixed race. And, you know, I was like that. I didn't want anything to do with the white part of my family. Especially after I did some research and I had to stop when I got back into the 1800s because I was afraid to find out more. So yes, this is something I've really, really struggled with. And this message has been so important to me. You know, I can't I tried, but I cannot 100% cut off that white quarter. It's just not possible. So yeah, I mean, I have to do some healing of myself to see those that have been healed in the afterlife. It's work I gotta do. And so thank you for this. This has been so important. And I just want to say, you know, while y'all were talking, the way that the flame on my ancestor candle was jumping around when y'all were saying certain things, you should have seen it. You should have seen it, because they were like, girl, they are talking to you right now. So thank you.
Thank you all so much for just being vulnerable and just coming up and sharing those stories and those intimate moments with us. I think my closing statement will be just going back to what Miss B had asked us about, you know, how do you know, or how can we tell, just because due to all of the trauma and things of that nature. Once again, it's not going to happen initially because you're not ready. You know, you still have your own healing and growth and things that you have to do. And the ancestors that come through first are the ancestors that you're going to need the most. They always come through first, because they're going to be the ones that you need to help usher you through this journey. Then the next ancestors that tend to come through, in my opinion, are those knuckleheads, the ones who everyone thought in the physical were so unelevated. Then they come through, you know, asking for a glass of water because they want some forgiveness, and, you know, they want to protect you, and they want to make sure that nobody's bothering you, and they want to atone for some of the things that they've done. Then other pieces of you start to tap in. Your indigenous roots, your Native American roots, just depending upon your racial makeup. Toya and myself, we're only here to share our authentic experiences as practitioners with you all, in hopes that it will help some of you, or at least one of you, just grow and elevate.
I just want to thank everyone that came up here and shared story, and you know, we really appreciate it. Thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for coming up and blessing us with your word. This has been a wonderful show. We love all of you guys. And I hope that everyone, at least, like I said in the beginning of the show, will, if nothing else, just take away a different perspective. Even if you don't put what we said in motion, if you don't apply it to your own life, just a little different perspective.
Thank you so much. Well, you all, this has been another amazing Wisdom Wednesdays. I want to thank you all so much for coming on out and just sharing this space with us. We are liking the ministry. If you're liking the word and the knowledge that you're receiving, please go and tap our donate page. Please, we accept all donations. We accept all donations. It doesn't matter what it is. We appreciate you so much for your loving, kind support to help keep this ministry alive. So we appreciate all of you for just taking a moment, tapping the link, going to our donate page, and just helping us keep this ministry alive. We do have a spiritual family, Hoodoo Conjure and Root Work. If you yourself are in need of a place where you can spiritually elevate and just be yourself, we invite you to join our family. We have 3 different tip-tiered memberships starting at $5. Some offer classes and some offer spiritual mentorship as well. You can find the information on that on our website as well, HoodooConjureRootwork.com, or if you want to just tap that link, it'll take you directly to the page. We invite all of you to fellowship with us next week during Magic Mondays, and we thank you all so much for coming out today. I just want to remind you all that you are powerful. You are capable. Your magic is fluid. It is unblocked. It is an unbridled force that cannot be stopped. You come from the best of the best. Lawyers, kings, queens, doctors, medicine men, and magicians. It's in your blood. Every blessing that you are going to walk into today, is deserved. And I pray nothing but prosperity, protection, abundance, and love over you, my family and friends. And until we fellowship again, thank you so much for coming out to Hoodoo Conjuring Root Work Presents Wisdom Wednesdays. This episode of Hoodoo Conjuring Root Work Presents Wisdom Wednesdays was sponsored by HCR Love and Light Ministries.
Greetings. This is Latoya from HCR Love and Light Ministries. Are you new to spirituality and seeking either guidance or mentorship? Or maybe you've been practicing for a while and you need a place to call home. We invite you to join our family. Go to hoodooconjurerootwork.com to join the largest and fastest growing hoodoo network around. Here at HCR, we promote spirituality as a lifestyle and cultivate authentic practitioners on all levels. Check out the website and see what works for you. Do you need a mentor? Are you seeking classes? Or just access to the best hoodoo network available? We have a place for you. Join HCR Gold today.